in. Oh, George, we've got company.
This is Bill Goodwin, speaking for Lever Brothers, makers of Swan, the new white floating soap that's pure as fine Castile. Well, it's Tuesday night again, time for another pleasant visit with George Burns and Gracie Allen, Jimmy Cash, Felix Mills and his orchestra, and the Swantet.
While I'm there in the air with my head in the clouds, I think of someone I love. And I know down below she is dreaming of me while I am up there above. When the night is clear and the bombardier drops a bomb that's quiet for some, how I yearn to return with my head in the clouds to the one I love on the ground.
Now meet the people who live in the Burns house, George and Gracie. Well, it's morning in the Burns home, and George is upstairs getting ready to leave for the office. Gracie is in the kitchen, talking with a woman from the East who has just moved in next door.
Oh, I know you're going to love it here in California, Miss Pringle. Especially the weather.
Don't like the weather. Too nice.
Too nice?
Young folks go on picnics. Get romantic. Get married.
Oh, well, I never thought of that. Well, anyway, you'll enjoy the house you bought. Did you notice all the flowers in the yard?
Don't like flowers. Too pretty.
Too pretty?
Yes. Young folks smell them. Get ideas. Get married.
My goodness. You certainly are down on marriage. Don't you like men?
Men are different.
Oh.
Hate them.
Really?
Can't trust them. Young ones run after women. Old ones crawl. You married?
Oh, yes. Yes, I have a fine husband. Pre-war. Wouldn't you like to get married?
Huh. Rather get round.
Round? Oh, I wouldn't. And when I married George, Mother offered me my choice, too.
What does your husband do besides chase women?
Oh, he doesn't chase women. Not my husband.
Huh.
Oh, really? When he leaves here, he goes straight to the office.
Ever follow him?
No, but I see him get on the bus.
Women drive buses. Run elevators in office buildings, too.
Oh, well, I'm not worried about George. Why, he wouldn't even make eyes at a lady butcher.
Sweetheart, I just... Oh, you have company.
Oh, here he is, Miss Pringle. This is my husband.
Who was that?
Our new next-door neighbor.
Hmm. Must run over sometime and borrow a cup of cyanide.
George.
Yes, dear?
Does a woman drive the bus you take to work?
Yes. Why?
Do you ever sit on her lap while she drives with one hand?
Certainly not.
Do girls run the elevators in your office building?
Well, what if they do?
Oh, please don't let them take you down the basement, George.
Gracie, what in the world is going...
Oh, excuse me, dear. There's the postman.
The postman? Well, wait a minute. I'll go. Yeah.
Well, gee, it's about time those vitamin pills started to work.
Good morning, Mr. Burns. Glorious morning.
Never mind the weather. Did it come? Have you got it?
Yes, here it is.
Don't hold it up like that. You want my wife to see it?
Oh, I forgot. My wife doesn't allow me to look at this kind of magazine either.
Quick, slip it under my coat.
Here.
Oh, boy. At last, cowboy love tales.
What a magazine. Remember when Oklahoma Tex had the rustlers cornered? He said, come out of there, you yellow-livered, ornery, low-down skunks. Sheer poetry, isn't it?
And then all of a sudden, one of the rustlers stuck his head out, and bang, he was a goner.
Yes, and then another one tried it, bang.
And then another one, bang.
Bang, 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 pow.
Pow?
The hand grenade, don't you remember?
Oh, sure. Bang, then another one got it. Bang, Bang!
Bang! Bang!
Bang! Bang!
Having fun, boy?
Bang! Gracie.
Good morning, Mrs. Burns.
All right, Judge. Hand it over.
Hand what over, sweetheart?
That magazine you get such a bang out of.
This one.
Yes, yes. Mr. Poston, I thought I told you to stop delivering cowboy love tales.
I did, Mrs. Burns. This is the first one in 6 weeks.
Well, you go back and tell that post office this is the last warning. If it ever happens again, I'll buy my stamps at the drugstore.
Well, it won't happen again, Mrs. Burns. Goodbye. And remember, Mr. Burns, keep smiling.
Oh, George, aren't you ashamed reading junk like this? Why don't you read something worthwhile like Dickens or Shakespeare or Beethoven?
I don't like Beethoven. I'm not a mystery fan.
You've done without cowboy love tales for 6 weeks now, and you're not going to start embarrassing me again.
Embarrassing you?
Yeah, you know what I mean. You get carried away with that cowboy talk. And I don't like to be referred to as old paint.
Gracie...
And what about the day I asked you to make an appointment for me at the beauty shop?
Well,
you called Pierre and said, "Heat your brand and I'm French, and I'm sending my doggie in to be clipped and curried."
Did I say that?
Yeah, and you ought to be ashamed.
Hiya, folks.
I'll leave it to Bill. Bill, shouldn't George be ashamed of himself?
He certainly should. What's the reason today?
Gracie doesn't approve of my reading matter.
Well, Bill, I'll bet you wouldn't read a magazine called Cowboy Love Tale.
Well, of course not, Gracie. I never read any kind of love tale.
You see?
I don't have to. I'm at an age where I can still live them.
You certainly are a scream. Just so happens that cowboy love tales are inspiring stories. Neither one of you has ever read one.
Well, I've seen them on the newsstand. They're all about Oklahoma Tex, aren't they?
That's right.
Oh, sure. There's Oklahoma Tex jumps the outlaws in Dusty Canyon.
Dusty Canyon, what a story.
Oklahoma Tex jumps the rustlers in Muddy Gulch.
Muddy Gulch, that was a pip.
Oklahoma Tex jumps in the bathtub with swan soap.
What?
Well, he should have. He certainly needed it by then.
Oh, Bill.
Swan's not only great for your bath or shower, but perfect for bathing the baby, or for doing your dishes or light laundry. It's the new white floating soap. There's 4 swell soaps in one.
Well, I see I'm not going to get any sympathy here. Goodbye, you two. I'm going to the dentist.
Oh, George, do you have to go to the dentist again? You've been going now for 6 weeks.
Well, looks like I'll have to go a while longer.
What's the matter, George? Got upper plate wobble?
I happen to have my own teeth, and they're perfect.
Then why do you make all these trips to the dentist?
Yeah, I'm scared of the dentist myself. You know, to this day, Mother has to bribe me. Gives me a half for each tooth he pulls.
Half a dollar, huh?
No, half a bar of Swan. She lets me wash the dishes.
That's the bribe.
Oh, sure, Swan's great for dishes. Try it in the dishpan or try it for laundering your fine things. Swan gives you loads of suds and real protection for your hands at the same time. Swan is so mild, so gentle, leaves your hands soft and lovely.
Someday you're going to sprout feathers and turn into a swan. Goodbye, Gracie. Goodbye, Bill.
Goodbye, George.
Goodbye?
Well, I used to say goodbye, but Swan is a great bye in wartime.
So long.
Yeah. Hey, Gracie, what dentist does George go to?
Dr. Clark in the medical building.
Oh, sure, I've heard of Dr. Clark.
Really?
Oh, yeah, she's very good.
She?
Well, yes, one of the best women dentists in the country.
A woman?
Oh, now, Gracie.
Oh, Miss Pringle was right. George is chasing another woman, a lady dentist.
Oh, now, Gracie, there's nothing to worry about. The woman is probably a mother.
Oh, yes, so's Lana Turner.
Jimmy Cash adds his voice in the revival of this favorite of a few years ago, My Ideal.
Long ago, my heart and mind got together and designed the wonderful girl for me. Oh, what a fantasy! The idol of my heart can't be ordered a la carte. I wonder if she will be always a fantasy. dear. Maybe she's a dream, and yet she might be just around the corner waiting for me. Will I recognize the light in her eyes that no other eyes reveal? Or will I pass her by and never even know that she is mine?
George do this to me? How could he fall for another woman?
Oh, now, Gracie.
I gave him the best years of my life, and believe me, I'll never do that again.
Now, Gracie, calm down.
Calm down? Do you expect me to sit here while that lady Dennis drills a weight into my husband's heart?
Now, there's no proof that...
Haven't I been a good wife to him, Bill? Haven't I bragged about him and praised him to everybody? Well, just the other day, I told the income tax man that George makes twice as much as he really does.
Well, yeah, but...
And the way I take care of his things. Last night, I took all those dirty old pipes that he smokes and gave them a nice bubble bath.
Now, Gracie, don't get excited. I'm sure George only went to that lady dentist to get his teeth fixed. Remember, there's a shortage of dentists.
There's a shortage of husbands, too. Let her find her own. I want my George.
Say, you're really jealous of that man, aren't you?
Well, can you blame me? Why, they don't make men like him anymore. They broke the mold when they made George.
Well, better late than never.
Of all people, I never dreamed that a dentist would fall for George.
What do you mean, Gracie?
Well, I've seen him asleep, and he's not at his best with his mouth open.
Now, Gracie, you're worried about nothing. I'm sure that George and the dentist haven't fallen for each other.
Oh, yes, they have, Bill. I can see it now. George walks into her office. She sits him down in her chair and puts her arms around him and says, "Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit."
Good morning, Doctor.
Oh, it's you.
Yes, I thought I could stay away, but I can't.
Now, look, we can't go on like this. People are beginning to talk.
Just so my wife doesn't find out. Let him talk.
But I can't afford it. I'm a dentist. You've been coming here for 6 weeks now. Don't you think I should at least look at your teeth?
That's not why I'm here.
I know, but do you think I wanted to get out? Do you think I want people to know that you come here just to read my back issues of Cowboy Love Tales?
Gee, Doc, just let me keep coming until Oklahoma Tex escapes from Dry Gulch, huh?
Well, all right. But remember, the next time he falls into a gulch, you'll have to dig him out somewhere else.
Thanks, Doc. I'll read it right here in the waiting room as usual. Would you like to listen?
No, thanks.
Oh,
excuse me. I have a patient in the chair.
Now, let's see. Where did I leave off? Oh, yes, here we are. Oklahoma Tex leaped into the saddle. Could he reach Dry Gulch in time to save Lucy from the half-breed? On he rode. And Tex and Lucy rode off into the sunset, leaving Dry Gulch a better town because 400 half-breeds had hit the dust. Oh, what a story. Goodbye, Doc. Thanks again.
Oh, pony boy, won't you be a pony boy?
Hello, dear.
Howdy, partner.
Don't say no here. Oh.
Gracie.
Yes?
What are you doing here?
I came down to hold your hand while you were in the dentist chair. Or did the dentist do that?
Huh?
What did the dentist do to you, dear?
Oh, I had a dry gulch filled. I mean a cavity. Well, I'll be late for work. I better hurry.
Well, I'd like to see the filling.
You would?
Yeah, open your mouth.
My mouth?
You know, the thing you tell all those fibs with.
I don't tell fibs, sweetheart.
Oh, really, sweetheart?
Of course not.
Don't you trust me, sweetheart?
Well, sure I trust you, sweetheart.
Well, thank you, sweetheart.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Now open your mouth and let me see the filling.
Oh, gee. I'm late for work. I'll see you later.
So he wasn't in there to have his teeth fixed. Well, I'll show that dentist something.
Oh!
Drop that drill, you home wrecker.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, don't act innocent. I'm onto your game. I know you lure men in here and fill them full of Novocaine.
What?
Oh!
You keep quiet. I'll do the talking.
Now, look, madam, I'm working on a patient, and I can't...
Oh!
You better get up and get out of that chair and go home to your wife and children before it's too late, mister.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's no excuse.
Look here, what does this mean?
It means I'm wise to you. I've looked into my husband's mouth. I know you bought him with your gold.
Oh, now, see here.
Oh.
Go home, you silly man.
Madam, did you come here to see me about your husband's teeth?
No, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Well, then, what do you want?
I want my husband. You bantam, you wolverine. I know your tricks. Every morning you put on your slinky white coat, your best dental floss, and spray yourself with irium.
Really, this is ridiculous.
Oh.
Haven't you gone home yet?
Lady, I don't know who you are, but if you don't leave, I'm going to call the police.
All right, I'll go. But you haven't heard the last of this. You're not going to get my husband.
Who is your husband?
George Burns.
Oh, him. I never cared for his teeth.
Oh, well, I'm not crazy about them either, but what's mine is mine.
Time for Felix Mills and his orchestra. Tonight, Felix looks at the top 10 tunes and, for a Mills treatment, selects...
Make George jealous. I'll show him that two can play at this game.
Well, what are you going to do, Gracie?
Oh, that must be Nigel Bolingbroke. He's going to help me out.
That pool hall Hamlet?
Oh, Bill, he's a fine actor. Come in.
Greetings, fair lady. It is I, Bolingbroke.
Oh, Mr. Bolingbroke. I need your help. My husband is leaving me for a woman dentist.
Egad, but your husband has peculiar tastes. Not to mention the woman dentist.
Now, your job is to pretend that you're my lover. Can you be some sort of a foreigner?
Well, naturally. I am a thespian.
Well, a thespian is nice, but I'd rather have somebody from a larger country.
Now, look, Gracie, I don't think this thing will work.
Of course it will, Bill. Mr. Bolingbroke, can you do a Russian?
A Russian? But of course.
Oh, good. I want George to think that I've been swept off my feet, overpowered. And the Russians have been doing very well at that.
Well, an excellent selection. And now we come to that little matter of,
Money?
Yes.
Gracie, I tell you, this idea is no good. Now give it up.
Mr. Goodwin, shall we keep our big, ugly noses out of other people's business? Now, Mrs. Burns, let us return to that delightful subject of Mulan.
Oh, all right. I was thinking of around $5.
Oh, come, come. We can think harder than that.
Well, can't you do it for $5?
Well, for $5, I could give you a middle-class Russian, a man with a small wholesale borscht business, yes.
Well, he doesn't sound terribly exotic. Haven't you got something in a nice Russian count?
Oh, to be sure. Of course, my counts run around $7.
Oh, well, I'll pay it. George is worth $7.
Naturally, the $7 count lives in a small apartment. Now, for an extra dollar, I can put him in a castle.
Oh, I'll take it.
Now, if you want a castle with a bathroom...
You better let the count wash in the kitchen. George is coming up the walk.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Bolingbroke. Go into the library and put on your beard and Russian dress.
Very well.
Now, I'll go upstairs and put on my most alluring satin negligee. George's eyes will pop when he sees it.
Hello, Belle. Where's Gracie?
Upstairs.
Bill, I'm going to tell Gracie everything. I've been leading a double life.
Yeah?
Yeah. I've been sneaking away from home and reading cowboy love tales.
You beast, have you no shame?
You see, I found the back issues in the dentist's office and I just couldn't resist it.
Wait a minute. George, is that why you went to the lady dentist?
Sure.
Oh, murder. Gracie thought you two were holding hands in the shade of the old X-ray machine.
Oh, stop.
No, really, she did. She's even got Bolingbroke in the next room disguised as her Russian lover to make you jealous.
What?
Well, sure. They're going to do a big love scene to burn you up.
Bill, I'm going to teach my wife a lesson. I'm tired of her being jealous of me.
Well, shh. Here she comes.
Oh, hello, George.
Hello.
Notice what I'm wearing?
Oh, yeah. Been working in the garden?
The garden? Well, I like that. Oh, Count, where are you, Count?
Here I am, my little boo blessy.
Oh, Count, the things you say. George, darling, I'd like you to meet the man I'm madly in love with.
Glad to meet you.
Well, George, didn't you hear me? I'm desperately in love with this man. We're going to run away together. I'm going to leave you.
That's so? What's new with you lately, Bill?
Nothing much, George. What's new with you?
Not a thing.
Well, Count, tell me how much you love me.
Oh, my little pigeon, I'm mad for you. Come, fly away to Russia with me. To Russia and happiness.
What do you hear about Swan these days, Bill?
Oh, plenty, George. You see, people know that Swan is the white floating soap that's four soaps in one. The soap for your dishes, light laundry, for bathing the baby, and for your hands and face. Four soaps in one.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Come, babushka, kiss me. I will smother you with kisses. Ha! Warming kisses.
Oh, come. Please. Look, George, he's trying to kiss me.
That soap is pretty good for babies, huh, Bill?
Pretty good? It's wonderful.
You don't say.
Oh, yeah. Swan is just what the doctor ordered for bathing the baby because it's so mild and gentle, kind even to a baby's tender skin. And if Swan is kind to a baby's skin, well, it must be a great complexion soap for grown-ups, too.
Makes sense, doesn't it?
Oh, sure.
Count, I don't think my husband knows how much you love me.
Bah to your husband. Boris Morris on him. I will get up in the middle of the night and with my bare hands I will strangle your husband until he is dead.
Understand that Swan breaks in two, Bill.
Oh, sure, George. Swan breaks in two so you can use half in the kitchen for your dishes and light laundry and half in the bathroom for your hands and face, tub, or shower.
Imagine that.
What'll those Lever brothers think of next year?
George Burns.
Yes, dear?
Are you just going to sit there while this man steals your wife? At least you might have the courtesy to shoot him.
Oh, I wouldn't shoot Bolingbroke. I might get 30 days.
Bolingbroke?
Bill, would you escort the Count to the door and kick his highness outside?
A pleasure, George.
Now, just a minute. Let's not be hasty, my little friend. Just...
And now I've got a few words to say to you, my love.
To me?
Yes. I only went to Dr. Clark's office to read Cowboy Love Tales.
You mean all you ever saw in her were her magazines?
Of course.
Oh, George, I've been such a little fool.
I've noticed it.
But I only get so jealous because I love you so terribly. You're my man, darling. And I adore you from the top of your tiny head to the tips of your big, strong feet.
Yeah, but that's...
Oh, please say you'll forgive me.
Okay, okay. I forgive you.
Oh, you're good, George. Good. And I promise I'll never be jealous of you again.
Well, fine. Well, now I'll run down to the corner and pick up a few cigars.
Oh, Mr. Dear, something might happen to you on the way. I couldn't bear it.
Look, I'll only be gone for a minute.
Oh, all right. But phone me as soon as you get there.
I will.
You can reverse the charges if you like.
Oh, sure. I'll be right back.
Oh, goodbye. Take care of yourself, dear.
Going out again, is he?
Oh, hello, Miss Pringle. He's only going down to the corner to get some cigars.
That's what he says.
Miss Pringle, you have a very suspicious mind, and I'm sorry I ever listened to you.
You've been to the cigar store lately?
Why, no, I haven't.
New clerk.
Really?
Very pretty girl.
Pretty girl? Oh, my goodness. George Burns, you come back here.
Well, George and Grace, you're coming right back. Meanwhile, I'd like to remind you that there's ammunition for the next attack right in your kitchen. Yes, in waste kitchen fat. There's glycerin in waste fat, and glycerin is needed in the bombs and bullets and shells for our boys. So save all the waste fat you can. Melt down solid fats, too. Strain them into a clean tin can. And as soon as you have a pound or more collected, take it to your meat dealer. He'll pay you for it. How about it, friends? Try to get a pound of waste kitchen fat on its way to the munition factories in time for the next American offensive. Well, here again are radio's lovable Mr. and Mrs. George and Gracie Burns.
All right, Gracie. So Cowboy Love Tales is junk. Now turn out the light and let's go to sleep.
How can you read this silly stuff? Listen to this. Oklahoma Tex looks into the barrel of the half-breed gun.
All right, turn out the light.
Nothing on earth could save Tex now.
All right, turn out the light.
I will not. I want to see what happens.
Good night, folks.
The makers of Swan, the new white floating soap, join George and Gracie in inviting you to tune into your CBS station again next week, same time, when we'll have as our guest Eddie Cantor. Remember, George Burns and Gracie Allen, CBS next Tuesday night. And now till next week, this is Bill Goodwin saying, well, I, Swan, how about you?
Here's Radio News. In another Lever Brothers program, our old friends Amos and Andy return to the air next Friday over another network. A sparkling new half hour of comedy and music you're bound to enjoy. Hear Amos and Andy with Charles Coburn as guest next Friday night.